This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
So on the phone we have Liv Cartledge, who is a folk musician performing at Co-Ground Folk Show, which is taking place in Brunswick at the former Sarah Sands, Brady O'Reilly's band room. The concert, so all profits from the show are going towards education and livelihood programs in the Asia Pacific. So it's a worthy cause and a lot of captivating local artists who'll be performing. Liv, thank you so much for being on the show with us today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Can you tell us, first of all, a little bit about the Co-Ground Folk Show and how you became involved in it?
Yeah, I met Beck Sykes, who's one of the gals in charge of running the shows. We both played a little support slot. She's in a band called Someday June. And, yeah, she just got in touch with me, and I was like, yeah, absolutely, this is a bloody good cause to jump on board with. I'd love to play.
And all the musicians, I believe you're one of five artists who are performing on that day. It is happening in Brunswick. What are all the artists very similar genres to you? I understand that you're a folk singer.
Yeah. So we're all Melbourne-based folk singers, songwriters. So there's Karen Fields, who's a dear friend of mine and an incredible storyteller. Zach Sabre, soulful neo folk singer. Mila, she's from the Melbourne Eastern Suburb, and Broken River. So I believe he's actually playing a stripped back acoustic set for a little change, so that'll be really cool.
Oh, incredible. And can you tell us a little bit about your background as an artist?
Yeah, so I grew up in northeast Victoria and was in a duo with my dad for years and moved to Melbourne to write songs, pretty much.
How long ago did you move to Melbourne to do that?
It was 4 years ago.
Yeah.
So spent a little bit of time in Nashville and Canada, where I produced my EP Timber with a guy called Daniel Medwell. He's a really great producer over there. And yeah, just been hanging out in Melbourne ever since.
Very nice. Welcome home. You mentioned in your promo material and social media pages, Liv, that you enjoy to tell stories within your song. It's a common feat of folk music too. Could you tell us a bit about what kind of stories you like to share with your listeners through music?
Yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of folk singer-songwriters like to maybe get a little deep with their songwriting and maybe put things into their songs that we would rather not talk about. So lucky us, we have a musical diary, maybe you could call it. So just places I've been, people I've met, stuff that's gone on in life, love and loss. Yeah.
And that being said, do you have a specific, like, creative process that you go through? I know a lot of artists, whether they like to take time out to write an album or that kind of thing or go away, do you have a specific process that works for you in your writing process?
Oh, no real specific process. Looking back on the songs I've written, there's no uniform that I've really gone through. But, yeah, I've definitely found recently that taking time out and just focusing on it is really important. Yeah. I've had a little break from shows, so I'm very excited to play this one on the weekend and, yeah, get back into it.
Very nice. And in your off time, when you are listening to music, do you have any influences or artists, even if maybe they're ones performing or ones in general that... what kind of folk singers would you say influence you, or do you enjoy listening to as well?
So I grew up listening to Paul Kelly.
Amazing.
He's a massive inspiration for me. I love his storytelling. He has a pretty serious way with words, that man. Recently I've been listening to a lot of Americana, like Nathaniel Ratliff and Brothers Comatose, just sort of trying to broaden my horizons listening-wise.
Very nice. Do you have any messages to share with our listeners just about the event this weekend? Any comments you'd like to go over about this weekend?
Yeah, I reckon just get down there. It'll be a really special night of great music and supporting a great chorus. And, yeah, I think it'll be awesome.
Have you met the other artists that you're going to be performing with, or is that all new for you as well?
I've met Karen. She's a great friend of mine. The other ones, I'm very much looking forward to meeting and listening to their music.
And do you have any exciting projects in the works? I know that you released a song last year called Heard Your Name that we played earlier on the show. Any other exciting projects in the work? Are you writing at the moment, or have you got any other shows coming up?
I'm writing for a new record at the moment, so that should be on the way at the end of the year.
That's hugely exciting.
Absolutely. I'm stoked. Very excited.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Liv. Before we do let you go, we're nearing the end of our interview. Could you let our listeners know where we can find more of your music, more about the Coground Folk Show? Just point us in the way of tickets and things.
Absolutely. So you can find tickets. The ticket link is on the Coground Facebook page event. So it's called Folk Show 3. It's at Coground Coffee in Brunswick on Saturday, and if you want to find more of my music, you can find it on Spotify, Facebook, and follow me on Instagram.
Yeah, so I'll just point people in the right direction to facebook.com/ Liv Cartledge Music. And the Coground Facebook is facebook.com/coground.org. Thank you so much, Liv, for chatting to us over the phone. Best of luck this weekend. It sounds hugely exciting. And we hope that many of our listeners do get down to that show, the Coground Folk Show number 3 at the Coground Coffee Place in 29 Sydney Road, Brunswick. Thank you so much for joining us, Liv.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, guys.
Have a beautiful morning. See you.
And now we've got another track coming up called The Biddle by Zed Maren Morris Gray.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.